Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, I'm going to hit all the big news coming up next segment on world government and more all being announced. The announcement that they're going to shut down basically all the U.S. economy that's left. It's such critical information because we're going to stop these monsters. But first, I want you to hear from some of the first responders about how they're being persecuted. It's all part of the larger Cloward Piven program.
Force someone to have medical treatment that they don't want to have. That's it's a violation of human rights.
I would tell all of our politicians, stop playing politics with our lives and stick to the science.
It's coming from the same group that claims to help us the most, that supports us the most, it's the Democrats. And they're enforcing something that they know people of color have rightful, like, you know, we're worried about the outcome.
The firehouse near my house is closed and out of service. 26 firehouses are affected. 26. And for de Blasio to say that, oh, it's not affected, he's a liar. He's a liar.
When we go to calls, we don't look at that person and judge, are you worth saving? But now our livelihoods and our family's well-being is questioned. Are we worth it? We never asked that question during the pandemic. But now we're being thrown into the trash, the garbage. It's not right.
So this city and the politicians that run this city have decided to divide us. They want us fighting each other because they don't want us to find out that they're the ones that did this.
New York City anti-vaccine mandate protesters today, but they're not the only ones out there opposed to vaccine mandates. A new NBC poll found that 50% of Americans oppose them, with 41% strongly opposed. Among them are many New York City firefighters. In fact, more than 2,300 have called in sick over the past week ahead of the city's vaccine mandate going into effect today. Joining me now is Andrew Ansborough, president of the Uniform Firefighters Association. Andrew, is the city going to work with the union, or are they intent on ignoring you and allowing all of these firefighters basically to be forced off the job?
Well, by design, they don't want to work with us. When you tell someone they have 9 days, 9 days to make the decision for vaccination or lose their job, they don't want to work with you. Teachers were given over a month. Corrections doesn't have to make this decision until December 1st. So once again, the mayor is showing that people that care for criminals have more rights than people that care for the average New Yorker. Now, I would just like to go back to the notion that 2,300 firefighters have gone out sick over this. The department doesn't share their numbers with us, but the commissioner of the department actually said today that he believes there's a sick out and it's vaccine related, and the vast majority of the firefighters that are out sick are unvaccinated. You can't claim that the unvaccinated firefighters are causing a staffing shortage, because this morning you were sending them home. So they wouldn't have been working either way. Now, it's no secret that New York City firefighters love their jobs. They continue to work hard. And when those firefighters, we believe, were faced with the possibility of losing their jobs, they wanted to document those injuries before they went out the door. He's also not taking into account, those numbers are skewed by the fact that we have firefighters that are always sick and injured from firefighter-related duties, even before that. Before this vaccine mandate started, we had 16 firefighters out on medical leave, firefighting-related medical leave, for every one firefighter out on COVID leave. One half of 1% of the fire department was out with COVID.
Well, there's some good news today out of Cook County in Chicago. Breaking late today, a Cook County judge granted the Fraternal Order of Police's petition for a stay of the COVID vaccine mandate there. Does that give you some hope if there is a legal avenue here?
You know, there are people that claim that we're anti-vaccine. I was vaccinated the first day, and I educated my members to the best of my ability as to the vaccine.
All right, folks, but I wanted you to get a smattering of what's going on. This is not a vaccine. And it doesn't protect you, and it makes you sick, and that's all come out. We've got evidence of that coming up, but now they're trying to pass laws all over the world, including here, to arrest people if we point out the facts. That's because they can't handle scrutiny. They can't handle reality. And by the way, this is all like Dr. Zelenko says, on purpose, by design. crimes against humanity. They're bringing in global government. We'll explain that when we come back in 60 seconds.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good, it's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hit a bunch of really important, huge news right now. And then, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to do something I did yesterday. I did a pretty good job of, I think, for one segment. I read about 30 or 40, maybe more than 40, headlines just of the UN involved calling for depopulation and ordering the lockdowns that killed 25 million people and then tying into the UN running child sex slave rings. Just backing up what Elon Musk said about the UN trying to shake him down for money. He's like, you people are the ones that starve and murder everybody. But just look at the type of stuff that they just handed me. I mean, this is breaking every few minutes on InfoWars.com. Army flight surgeon who urged Pentagon to ground vaccinated pilots testifies the Senate panel. Well, you know Big Tech will censor that. Another dim false flag. Reporters show photo of a man, again, obviously posing for the camera with a rebel flag to then try to tie it to the Republican candidate in Virginia. As if there's anything wrong with the rebel flag. But the point is, it shows how easy it is to just then try to set somebody up with that because the public's been so brainwashed about it. Whether the guy was wearing it because he liked it or whether it was a setup. Mass triggering compilation shows media freaking out over Tucker Carlson documentary. It's a powerful little piece up on InfoWars.com. Why China's property bubble is a big deal. That's a very important article I want to get to. Another powerful video. New Yorkers chant, Kamala is a whore, as VP arrives at Al Sharpton Carnegie Hall event. This big article. When mob rule dictates that we must all cheer a male homecoming queen, it's clear that society is close to collapse. That's an article up on InfoWars.com. There's video of it. And they tell people you must cheer. Just the absurdity of that. It's so authoritarian and it's such bull. And then you wonder why they have male transvestite events in Kentucky high schools with the students doing lap dances for their teachers. I mean, it's all not just inappropriate. It's all sick, ladies and gentlemen. And it's all what the corporations want to emplace and dominate. And it's meant to get foreign enemies to attack the United States of America. It's meant to trigger World War III. That's what this is all about. China and others see real weakness out of all of this. Then I've got all this news. Global supply chain crisis to last till 2023, says Middle East's largest port operator. It's all been done by design, part of the Great Reset. I told you 20 months ago this would be happening because it was all in the globalist-owned admissions. That's the most frustrating part for me, is to know that the global carbon tax is a war on humanity. I've been telling you that for years, and now King Charles, Prince Charles, says that that's indeed what it is. What an incredible time to be alive right now. Wow. Wow. So, let me just relax for a minute, kind of calm down, because I got a lot of big news I want to hit that I've pledged to hit in this hour, including Putin's latest speech that is just unbelievably true. And again, I'm not fetishizing Putin. I've never been to Russia. I know why they hate him so much, because if we start adopting what Putin's saying, the United States will be twice as powerful as Russia. This isn't about who's powerful. It's about Putin saying he doesn't like seeing America collapse and become wicked and demonic and feminized. And he's telling the truth. He's trying to help us. And he's saying that the Bolsheviks did this to us and they're doing it to you. Wow. Vladimir Putin saying the Bolsheviks are bad. That's why they fear him so much. And people think that they're going to duck criticism if they just attack Putin. I don't lionize any of these world leaders. I don't count on them. I count on God. But it's crazy. So that's a whole other subject there. I spent a whole hour just on this clip. Like, it almost doesn't even do it justice, including one a month ago I never even got to. I just mentioned the headlines. I read a few quotes where Putin's like saying incredible stuff about America needs Jesus and needs God. If you don't have God, you're going to have the devil. I mean, just incredible. He opposes mandatory injections, says people should get vaccinated without coercion. And he's talking about his real vaccine that's also got problems. So, just incredible. So that's all coming up here today. Ahead of Owen Schroyer. Paul Watson's going to be hosting tomorrow. Owen's going to host the fourth hour today with Christy Lee. She did a big interview and exposed think tanks admitting that they're being told and are covering up injuries and deaths from vaccines. Same thing Wayne Allen Root was talking about last hour and the smoking gun evidence of that. So that's coming up. And then there's just so much more. There's so much more. I mean, it's all just incredible. But we're going to get to it. Let's get to this first, though. We're just talking about this fellow last week. He's the darling of the Davos Group. He's the darling of the UN. He's one of their high priests. Hebrew University of Jerusalem historian Yuval Noah Harari uses fear of technocracy, which he's calling for to take over, to argue for global government on 60 Minutes. And that's the argument for world government, to stop nuclear war, to stop technocracy, to stop big tech taking over. We need a UN global government to standardize the world social credit score and the world ID and the world carbon tax. That way, a bad corporation won't do it. And we need a global government to carry it out, run, of course, by the Davos Group. Talk about disinformation on its face. It's the global government you should fear. This is what the COVID rollout is. It's what the Great Reset is. It's the war on humanity that Prince Charles just announced. Here he is on 60 Minutes that's now like the mouthpiece of transhumanism. Oh, you and your family will all get chipped soon. Oh, you'll have to have a passport to travel, the vaccines. Oh, we need to shut people up that don't agree with it. We need to arrest people. We need, Australia's doing a good job. Oh, 60 Minutes. Here it is.
You know, we'll soon have the power to re-engineer our bodies and brains, whether it is with genetic engineering or by directly connecting brains to computers or by creating completely non-organic entities, artificial intelligence, which is not based at all on the organic body and the organic brain. And these technologies are developing at breakneck speed. Maybe the biggest thing that we are facing is really a kind of evolutionary divergence. Consciousness is the ability to feel things like pain and pleasure and love and hate. Intelligence is the ability to solve problems. Mm-hmm. But computers or artificial intelligence, they don't have consciousness. They just have intelligence. They solve problems in a completely different way than us. They will be able to solve more and more problems better than us without having any consciousness, any feelings.
And they will have power over us?
They are already gaining power over us.
Harari is concerned the pandemic has opened the door for more intrusive kinds of data collection, including biometric data.
What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. To hack a human being is to get to know that person better than they know themselves. And based on that, to increasingly manipulate you. Certainly now we are at a point when we need global cooperation. You cannot regulate the explosive power of artificial intelligence on a national level.
So they want to test it all on us, but it's the UN rolling it out and the mRNA revolution enforcing us that Fauci and others talked about on C-SPAN 3 years ago. And this guy is the guy saying, the future's not human, I'm going to take your brain over with nanotech, you have no hope, he's one of their, but now he's a savior. Now you need global government to protect you from the global government rolling out the world ID and the carbon tax and the nano takeover of your body and the very Davos group himself calling for nano entities to take over your brain to hook you into the hive mind so you never commit a crime. He's called for all that. Oh, but he's also going to save you from it, you see. They appoint themselves the saviors of what they're doing. They're overriding the earth. They're killing the planet. They run everything to save the planet. Interpol and the rest of them have systems to fight pedophiles. They run the pedophilia. It's bad. These are bad people. And there he is with the heir to half the globalist fortune, probably. The Vanderbilt, Anderson Cooper. True enemies of humanity. True enemies of the children. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
November 2nd, 2021, Tuesday edition. Okay. Vladimir Putin says he was a supporter of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Solzhenitsyn was anti-Bolshevik, anti-communist, anti-New World Order, and really understood that Russia had been run by a multinational offshore group to kill the Christians and exploit the Russians to expand their criminal empire worldwide, and that it was powerful banking interest in the West that had actually taken over Russia in 1917. Which is a historical fact. I don't need Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Nobel Prize winner for history, to tell me that. But his Gulag Archipelago is seminal work on witnessing a lot of that from the inside. But to have Putin come out a month ago and say, America needs Christianity, Europe needs Christianity. If we don't have that, we're going to have evil as our operating system. That was amazing. And now he's come out in an interview. And it's just like a six-minute interview, and I'm going to try to not comment over a lot of it, but most people out there don't speak Russian, and I don't either, and we're also a syndicated radio show, not just TV. So I'm going to try to read the closed captions in English as best I can, but the title of the video that I'm going to have posted under the live show feed right now, so you can find it and watch it in your leisure, is Crime Against Humanity, Putin on Wokeness and Western PC Culture. So we'll start playing parts of it right now, and then we'll stop it because he goes a little fast for me reading here. I'm going to go ahead and start rolling. We look in amazement at the process underway in the countries, which have been traditionally looked at as the standard bearers of progress. Of course, the social and cultural shocks that are taking place in the United States, Western Europe, are none of our business. We are keeping out of this. Some people in the West believe that an aggressive elimination of entire pages from their own history, which is reverse discrimination.
Агрессивное вымарывание целых страниц собственной истории, обратная дискриминация большинства в интересах меньшинства.
Against the majority in the interest of a minority. The demand to give up the traditional notions of mother, father, family, and even gender.
Или требование отказаться от привычного понимания таких базовых вещей, как мама, папа, семья, или даже различия полов, это...
They believe that all of these are the milestones on the path towards social renewal. Really, it's total societal collapse and pause. Yeah, it's the great reset. It's the total collapse of the population. It's the end of the nuclear family and civilization. It is death. Continue. The advocates of the so-called social progress believe they are introducing humanity to some kind of new and better consciousness.
Социального прогресса полагают, что несут человечеству какое-то новое сознание, более правильное, чем прежде. Ну и дай бог им.
Now here's the key. He goes on to explain. No, we know what it is. It's the Bolsheviks. Godspeed. Hoist the flags, as we say. Go right ahead. He's being sarcastic. The only thing I want to say now is that their prescriptions are not new at all.
Круги, как у нас говорят. Вперед. Только вот, знаете, о чем сейчас хочу сказать? Предлагаемые ими рецепты совершенно не новы. Все это, как это...
They may come, and this may come as a surprise to some people, but Russia has been there already.
Кому-то покажется неожиданным,
Мы в России уже проходили. У нас тут уже было. В большевики после...
After the 1917 revolution, the Bolsheviks, relying on dogmas of Marx and Engels, also said they would change existing ways and customs.
После 1917 года, опираясь на догмы марксизма Маркса и Энгельса, тоже объявили, что изменят весь привычный уклад. Не только политический.
And not just political and economic ones, but the very notion of human morality and the foundations of a healthy society.
Экономические, но и само представление о том, что такое человеческая мораль, основа здорового существования общества.
The destruction of the age-old values, religion and relations between people, up to and including the total rejection of family. We had that too.
Разрушение вековых ценностей, веры, отношений между людьми вплоть до полного отказа от семьи, такое было.
Encouragement to inform on loved ones. All this was proclaimed progress, and by the way, was widely supported around the world and back.
Насаждение поощрения доносительства на близких. Все это объявлялось поступью прогресса. Кстати говоря, в мире...
And then, it was quite fashionable, same as today.
Достаточно широко поддерживалось тогда и было модным. Так же, как и сегодня. Борьба за равноправие.
So he said, then as now is fashionable. The fight for equality and against discrimination has turned into an aggressive dogmatism bordering on absurdity.
И против дискриминации превращается в агрессивный догматизм на грани абсурда, когда великих авторов...
When the works of the greatest authors of the past, such as Shakespeare, are no longer taught at schools or universities because their ideas are believed to be backward.
Того же Шекспира перестают преподавать в школах и университетах, потому что они, эти идеи, являются, как там считают, отсталыми.
The classicals are declared backward and ignorant of the importance of gender and race are promoted.
Классики объявляются отсталыми, не понимающими важности гендерного или расового вопроса.
In Hollywood, memos are distributed about proper storytelling and how many characters of what color or gender should be allowed in the movie.
Выпускают памятки, как и о чем нужно снимать кино, сколько персонажей какого цвета или пола там должно быть, получается похлеще, чем отдел агитации и пропаганды.
Then, this is even worse than the agitprop department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union did.
Центрального комитета Коммунистической партии Советского Союза. Противодействие.
Countering acts of racism is a necessary and noble cause, but the new cancel culture has turned into the reverse discrimination, that is, reverse racism.
Проявлением расизма дело необходимое, благородное. Однако в новой культуре отмены оно превращается в обратную дискриминацию, то есть расизм наоборот. Навязчивое подчеркивание расовой...
The obsessive emphasis on race is further dividing people when the real fighters for civil rights dream precisely about erasing differences. He's talking about Martin Luther King Jr. and others. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this and finish up. But he's telling you the Bolsheviks were bad. He's telling you international groups supported them. He's telling you don't go into the same hell Russia went under. And he gets to that. This is just unbelievably true. And it's so revolutionary, as George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. This is a big deal. And he just gets more and more hardcore every day. Like saying we need Jesus and Christianity a month ago, and that America's problem is Satanism, which it is. Russia will be blessed. We will be destroyed under this. Why would Russia be trying to get us to do what would empower us if they were our enemy? No, they understand this is a spiritual battle. Vladimir Putin has gotten Christ. I don't know if he had it 50 years ago or 20 years ago, but he's got it now. And the globalists hate his guts. Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever. And 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever. And it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula. And what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this. And what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing. And it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We are back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So you say what you want about Putin. He undoubtedly cares about the Russian people. He's got government programs for people to have more children. He's promoting Christianity. He's promoting savings. He's promoting health. And he's got the globalists really pissed off at him. And so, if you pull back from that, why would he tell America you should be Christian again? And you need God, and your wokeness is destroying you. Well, I mean, he knows that any country that adopts Satanism will collapse. The globalists want America out of the way. That's why they've inflicted us with the poison of the wokeness, where public schools demand that the school cheer for the male homecoming queen. All of this is meant to undermine the society. Now, certainly the strong man Vladimir Putin is not an angel, but he does recognize that if Russia is to have a future, America needs to have a future as well, that the main threat to the planet is a spiritual one. And here he is talking about the Bolsheviks and the leftist movements and how it put Russia under the yoke of tyranny for 80-plus years, crimes against humanity. This is pretty incredible. There's a few minutes left. Go ahead and roll it again, and I'll stop it and translate it for radio listeners so I can read the closed captioning. Here it is. The obsessive emphasis on race is further dividing people when the real fighters for civil rights bring precisely about erasing differences.
Еще больше разобщает людей. Ведь мечтой истинных борцов за гражданские права было как раз стирание различий, отказ от
And refusing to divide people on their skin color.
По цвету кожи. Я напомню.
I specifically asked my colleagues to find the following quote from Martin Luther King. I have a dream that my four little children may one day.
Вчера подобрать эту цитату Мартина Лютера Кинга. Он сказал, как вы помните, я мечтаю о том, что придет день, когда мои четыре ребенка будут жить в стране.
I have a dream that one day my four little children might live in a country, live in a nation. Where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the character of their deeds and actions.
Где они будут судить не по цвету их кожи, а в соответствии с их личностными качествами. Вот истинная ценность.
This is the true value. However, things are turning out differently there.
Что-то там все по-другому как-то сейчас видим, что происходит. Кстати, у нас в России...
By the way, the absolute majority of Russian people... Do not think that the color of a person's skin is their gender is an important matter.
В большинстве все равно, какого цвета у человека кожа. Он или она.
Each of us is a human being. That is what matters.
Тоже не так важно. Каждый из нас человек. Вот что главное. Совершенную...
In a number of Western countries, the debate over men and women's rights has turned into a perfect... And I don't know what that word is. Phantasmagoria. I learn something every day. A perfect phantasmagoria. Phantasmagoria just sounds like a giant infighting, confusion, no one knowing what's going on, total mental illness, just absolute destruction of common sense, a spasm of idiocy. Let's see if my guess is right. Form of theater. Yeah. Just total fake garbage. Let's continue. An exhibition of optical effects and illusions. A constantly shifting complex succession of things seen or imagined. Yeah, it's like a hallucination. A scene that constantly changes. Which a bizarre and fantastic combination, collection, or assemblage. Yeah, that's all the pronouns and the rest of it. Wow, Putin's a smart guy. Let's continue.
Фантасмагория превратилась в ряде западных стран дискуссия о правах мужчин и женщин. Ревнитель...
Zealots of these new approaches even go so far as to want to establish these concepts altogether.
Новых подходов заходят так далеко, что хотят отменить сами эти понятия.
Anyone who dares mention that men and women actually exist, which is a biological fact, risks being ostracized.
Кто рискует сказать, что мужчины и женщины все-таки есть, и это биологический факт, подвергает чуть ли не остракизму. Родитель...
Parent number one and parent number two, birthing parent instead of mother and human milk replacing breast milk.
Номер один, родитель номер два, родивший родитель вместо мама. Запрет на использование словосочетания грудное молоко и замена его человеческим молоком, чтобы люди.
Because it might upset the people who are unsure about their own gender. It's not about them. It's about dehumanization.
О половой принадлежности не расстроились. Повторю, это не ново.
I repeat, this is nothing new. In the 1920s, the so-called Soviet Klunterteenagers also invented some newspeak.
В 20-е годы советские культуртрегеры, так называемые, изобрели тоже так называемый новояз, полагая, что
believing they were creating a new consensus and changing values that way.
Они созидают новое сознание и меняют ценностный ряд. И говорю уже о...
Not to mention some truly monstrous things when children are taught from an early age that a boy can easily become a girl and vice versa.
Чудовищных вещах, когда детям сегодня с малолетства внушают, что мальчик легко может стать девочкой, и наоборот, фактически навязывают.
That is, the teachers actually impose on them a choice we all supposedly have.
Якобы имеющийся у каждого выбор.
They do it so while shutting the parents out of the process and forcing the child to make decisions, they can upend their entire life.
Yep. Отстраняют этого родителя.
Total sabotage.
Ребенка принимать решение.
Super child abuse.
И никто не даже не.
They do not even bother consult with a child psychologist. Is a child of the age of even capable of making a decision of this kind.
С детскими психологами. Вообще, ребенок в каком-то возрасте в состоянии принимать решение подобного рода или нет?
Calling a spade, this verges on a crime against humanity, and it's being done in the name and under the banner of progress.
Называя вещи своими именами, это уже просто на грани преступления против человечности. И все под именем и под знаменем прогресса.
Well, if someone likes this, let them do it. I've already mentioned that. In shaping our approaches, we will be guided by a healthy conservatism.
Пусть это делают. Когда-то уже говорил, что формируя свои подходы, мы будем руководствоваться идеологией здорового консерватизма. Это было несколько лет назад. Тогда.
That was a few years ago when passions on the international arena were not yet running as high as they are now, although.
На международной арене еще не достигали нынешнего накала. Хотя, конечно,
of course, we can say that clouds were gathering even then. Now, when the world is going through a structural disruption.
Тучи уже тогда сгущались. Сейчас, когда мир переживает структурный слом, значение разумного.
The importance of reasonable conservatism as a foundation for political course has skyrocketed.
Как основа политического курса многократно возросло.
Precisely because of the multiplying risk and dangers and the fragility of the reality around us. Let's hit pause. See, they're putting you into the great reset to make people angry, to break things down, so they can offer the true transhumanism. That's the great reset, and Putin is opposing that. Continue.
Множившихся рисков и опасностей, хрупкости окружающей нас реальности.
All right, that's it. So, can you find any fault with that? No, I can't. Now, let's come back and show you a woman that divorced her husband to marry Pfizer. I'm not joking. How about marrying the state? Well, the state's now corporations under the globalist fascist system. I guess Caligula married his horse in the Roman Empire. So, I guess you can marry a corporation not to kill you. That's coming up separately. Don't forget Stroud Free Shipping. Double Patriot points. Stroud Free Shipping. Double Patriot points for another 12 days or so. You can get Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock. You talk about your immune system, your bones, your joints, inflammation. It's got a bunch of high-quality turmeric and bee pollen and chaga mushroom and just so much more in there. It's a superfood of superfoods. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Brainforce Plus, the amazing nootropic, clean, focused energy, 50% off, a fan favorite, back in stock. Ultra 12, 60% off. The toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash, 50% off with free shipping. That's almost free. I mean, almost no profit for us. All available as part of Black Friday Comes Early at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And we are back live on this November 2nd Tuesday transmission. All right, so everything we're witnessing is the globalist strategy to collapse society to bring in their great reset. Cloward and Piven written large, and I just played a little short 6.5-minute clip that took a little bit longer because I was reading the closed captioning of Putin saying it's a crime against humanity what the left's doing to break up the human family and destroy civilization as we know it. But look at the headlines out of Bloomberg. China urges stocking up ahead of winter, prompting worries online. Global supply chain crisis to last till 2023, says Middle East's largest partner. Oh, but Apple and other key vendors and key suppliers, they're all going to get their goods from China. It just turns out everybody else isn't. So they'll consolidate the market again, just like they were all essential companies during the lockdowns. This has all been planned out. And they've actuaried out before they even released COVID that once the vaccine rolled out and killed a bunch of people, that a large portion would not take it. Then when they would had those people fired, that would break down civilization. And that's how you cut the carbon. It's how you consolidate the control. And so that's why we're not allowed to have any new oil drilling under the puppet president. And he's shutting down not just the Keystone Pipeline, but a bunch of others, while saying, please, Russia and Saudi Arabia, send us more oil as the prices double. We're under attack. I know you get that. But we've got to get Trump saying that. It's so fun, Republicans. Man, Democrats are dumb, shipping fentanyl into all their cities. Man, they're dumb, raising taxes where everything collapses. Man, they sure are. No, they're not dumb. Genghis Khan riding around killing millions of people wasn't dumb. He was a psycho. He knew exactly what he was doing. And here's another example of the Cloward and Piven. CNN, run by AT&T, that makes all its employees go through critical race theory training that whites are inherently bad, also want to have women and men fight with each other. They've got all these creepy shows with a woman all blacked out, like, oh, she's talking about the Mafia Don and some massive criminal, and this is an undercover thing. And then we find out her husband was worried she'd shed on him if she took the Pfizer shot. She cackles and giggles and goes, I got 3,000 likes on Facebook when I told my husband to screw off and I filed for divorce on him because he threatened me with divorce. So now breaking up families is CNN. But I mean, what is Facebook? What does CNN want? What came out in their internal Facebook documents? They want to break up families. They want you all alone. And so this is the creepiness. So essentially, here's the woman talking to the gingeroid little creature that they plan to replace Brian Stelter with. He's the up-and-coming little Stelter. And he's there like, oh, it's so there's not reprisals against her for not wanting to take the shot. Oh, my. No, you're the ones firing people. You're the ones beating people up. They're the ones arresting people in different parts of the world that won't take the shots. You're the ones saying they're going to take our children. You're the ones oppressing us. Not you're all blacked out in a room because we're going to attack her because she wants to take the shot. But this woman basically divorced her husband to marry Big Pharma and the Joseph Mengele of our age. She loves her little sexy knight in shining armor, Fauci. But she loves the little gingeroid, who I guess wants to carry out his ginger side against all the rest of us. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I truly have been through hell and back fighting this damn cancer for the past 2.5 years, and he just acts like I should obey his wishes and not get the vaccine.
Hit pause.
Throw everything to the...
Start up. I mean, you hear her reading on the teleprompter? I mean, I've seen middle school plays that are done better than this. Let's continue.
I truly have been through hell and back fighting this damn cancer for the past 2.5 years, and he just acts like I should obey his wishes and not get the vaccine and throw everything to the wayside and go against my oncologist's recommendation. Well, I say, screw him. And I got over 3,000 likes on that.
COVID-19 conspiracy theories are complicating relationships. We spoke to one breast cancer patient whose oncologist recommended she get the vaccine, but she says her husband told her no.
He was downright rude to me and said that if you get the vaccine, I'll file for divorce.
And pause. Remember what Amber Bernays did to get women to smoke cigarettes? Women didn't see cigarettes as good for you. They thought they were bad for you. Women chose not to smoke them. Men didn't stop them. And so in the 20s, during suffrage, women's right to vote, they funded that movement once it was already going to say smoke cigarettes to show your man you do whatever you want. Liberty torches. And so they killed tens of millions of women in the process. But they were rebels, weren't they? Let's continue.
We'll no longer be together. And it's like, well, okay.
Now she's the one filing for divorce. She has to remain anonymous in fear of retaliation until it's finalized.
So at the start of COVID, he was very careful.
Oh, yeah. He'd wash his hands. He'd sanitize his hands. He'd, you know, put on a new mask every time.
Oh, he was in fear. He was hysterical. He was under the mind control early, but not anymore. Oh, and hey, look, the man's looking on approvingly at her. Oh, you're a good person. I mean, in Scotland, they literally are one of the worst martial laws in the world. And he's going to come over here now and teach us how to be under martial law.
Fanatical about it. But then he went from one extreme to the other.
Why didn't he want you to get vaccinated?
He had heard with all his research that the vaccine will shed to him if he hangs around people who have been vaccinated and that it will change his DNA.
CNN has reviewed dozens of her husband's social media posts where he shared baseless conspiracy theories regarding the COVID-19 vaccine. Some of the Facebook posts include lies that the vaccine is spreading the virus, that it alters people's DNA, and that it's being used to depopulate the world.
I mean, those beliefs, that sort of delusion, is that the man you married?
Mm-mm. No. I don't even know who the hell he is anymore. He's not the same person. He just, it's like a switch got flipped.
She's not alone. Others have taken to social media to express concerns about their marriages because of COVID-19 misinformation.
All right, that's good.
I've spoken to...
So, she's going to be all alone, probably dead soon, unfortunately. They're all going to have their way. All the doctors are told they'll be fired if they don't toe the line and say, this is wonderful, you should take it. And so she'll just believe whatever she's told, and she'll never admit she's wrong because she has mass Stockholm syndrome. I think she's a real person. I think she really had cancer. I think she really is divorcing. I'm saying stage is the whole way they do it, and, you know, black her out so that, you know, it's like, oh, so incredible. She's exposing the mafia chief. Very, very sad, ladies and gentlemen. I have a whole stack of articles here, the latest heart attacks and deaths in young people taking the shot, and moms that gave it to their kids that are now having heart attacks and, you know, on the verge of death or were dying. And meanwhile, the government says, put out false information. You know, the ADL flags you or CNN flags you. They're going to arrest you if they pass this legislation. Now they're saying, let's go Brandon is a white supremacist call to kill Biden. It's not even true, but they don't care because they want to attack our words because this is mega corporations vertically integrating the global economy by collapsing the global economy. Okay, I have covered half the news today. That's better than I usually do. Wow, there's so much more to hit here, though. There's so much here, and I've got some more I'm going to hit. I've got some more I'm going to hit right now, and then I'm going to go to break and come back and hit some more news. Then when Schroyer's come in here with some breaking news, and so is Christy Lee, but the biggest thing we need to understand is this. We're at war, and this is a globalist war, and they intend to make you totally poor so they can dictate to you the terms of your surrender. And I will not join these people. And their world government, everything, and their plan to microchip you is out in the open, which totally vindicates us. But I don't care about that. I care about defeating these people together. And I care about the fact that God's watching. I've told you this over the years. I told you this was all coming, and it's here now. I told you the globalists have tried to hire me. I've even told you some of the cases where they didn't say I was off record. I could be with these people. I don't want to be. They're horrible, alone, very cold people. And they're at best, they're missing empathy. At worst, they really enjoy what they're doing, depending on which group of people you're talking about. And so this is some real evil we're talking about. This is spiritual warfare. And if Vladimir Putin's figured it out, I think anybody can figure it out. Because, you know, Vladimir Putin has definitely come out of an evil system, and now he's speaking out against the Bolsheviks and communism and saying it's evil and it was bad and that we need Jesus. Well, Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits. And so we hear all day how much Biden loves God, but he loves abortion. Well, Putin doesn't, and is not pushing abortion. But I'll judge trees by its fruits, and I'll say that Putin wants America to become Christian. Would an enemy want that? And the answer is no. Our enemies have hijacked our country, and they run the media, and they run the White House, and they do want us to betray Christ, so we'll betray ourselves. They do want us to lower our shields and not have that protection. So I say pray for the Holy Spirit to come into your life stronger, and pray for Christ to touch your heart, and pray for a global awakening. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.